So the wireless, there we go. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. I'm going to take this out so I can walk around. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord today. I am so appreciative of you and your faithfulness in being here. And in a few moments, we're going to greet one another, but I have some special folks to introduce. My parents are here, along with my brother and sister-in-law. Morel and Lois Robinson are my parents. And Steve and Jean Robinson are my brother and sister-in-law. And I am quite proud of them. I am so glad to have them here in worship. They don't get down here all that often. My parents actually live in Mandarin, essentially, over the river. And they go to Mandarin United Methodist Church, where they have a ride that takes them there. But while my brother and sister-in-law are here, they can go wherever they want to go, because they're being carted around. Well, this morning what I want us to do is to greet one another with the peace of Christ. We've had a moment or two to do that, but this is a special greeting. This is the one from a brother or sister in Christ to another brother or sister in Christ, and we say, peace be with you, and the response is, and also with you. Let us greet one another in Christ's name.
It's always to have a choir behind you. It's wonderful, isn't it? Welcome to Calvary this morning. I am Bob Seymour. I am chairman of the Administrative Council and a lay servant. And it is my pleasure to serve God in this capacity this morning. So as I lead you in a few things in the service, let us turn our attention to the announcements. Okay. Announcement for 11 o'clock service on November the 23rd. Still looking for volunteers to cook turkeys for the annual Thanksgiving potluck dinner. The sign-up sheet is in the kitchen, on the bulletin. Excuse me, it's not in the kitchen. It's on the bulletin board in the hallway. Do we have an idea of how many turkeys we have left to cook? Four left. Okay, so we got four left out of the 10. Okay, we'd like to have someone to take the turkey, cook it, and carve it, and bring it back for the potluck dinner on the 23rd. Likewise, we announced last week the Progressive Dinner. Plan making for a Progressive Dinner and Candlelight Gathering on New Year's Eve. Flyers are available from the usher. If you want to join us for a stomach-filling dinner and a spirit-filling close of 2014 and a welcome of 2015, please fill out the bottom of the flyer, tear it off, and return it to Robin Stowers, Nancy Walker, or to the ushers. Last day is November the 23rd to sign up for that. As you sign in this morning on the registration pads, would you please give us your name, your address, and your phone number? This is so that we can verify the correct information for the new church directory. So please take time to give us your name, your address, and your phone number. Reminder for next week, church conference. And I'm picky about this. It's a church conference, which means that every member of the church has a vote. If it was a charge conference, only council members have a vote. We're opening up to the entire church to vote. What are we going to vote on? We are voting on the church-owned property. That's the houses behind the church. It is the recommendation that we sell that property. You will be voting on that at church conference next week. So please plan to attend and cast your vote, as well as learn the new slate of officers and other things that will be going on in the church for next year. Pastor?
They're reminding me back there in the choir that Thursday is Friendship Club. It's at noon. That's on the calendar. You have some things on the calendar on the back page of your bulletin that you need to make sure you look at every week. I wanted to talk with you about the churchwide Advent study coming for the season of Advent. You have an insert about it in your bulletin. And in the foyer is a chart where you can sign up to participate in one of those Bible studies for the season of Advent. The teachers and the times of their classes are listed on the insert for you. The book is called Christmas Is Not Your Birthday. This is by Mike Slaughter, Reverend Mike Slaughter, who is a well-known Christian writer. And he's talking about how we can make Christmas more about what we give to Jesus and less about what we give to one another. And it's a wonderful study during the Advent season. So if you would like to sign up, you can do so this week and next week in the foyer right here in the sanctuary, and it'll be listed by class and by teacher. And I hope you will consider signing up for that. Ron is going to come and make another announcement for us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We give honor and praise to God, and we thank Him especially because of on behalf of our staff members. We are blessed to have such a wonderful staff. And Pastor just directed your attention to the back of our bulletins, but I want you to turn to the back of your bulletins again and look at where it says Calvary UMC staff. Because what I'd like to do is make an announcement on behalf of those people you see there, beginning with the pastor, our pianist, our musicians, our nursery supervisors, Wesley Ordonez, our maintenance person, and, of course, Fran Ronan, our youth director, Susan Crabtree, our nursery supervisor, and, of course, the nursery workers as well. All of those people I named are very special. We're blessed here at Calvary to have all of them working on our behalf, and because God ordained them, blessed them to do so. So what we'd like to do is to bless them in return with a bonus, Christmas bonus, or holiday bonus, whatever you might want to call it. So if, in fact, you are inclined to donate toward our staff bonus for this year, please do so by just putting your donation inside one of the pew envelopes and address it or label it as bonus. Did that work for you? Bonus, that'll work. Employee bonus or whatever. So please pray about that, and we will be collecting throughout the month of November. We'll probably end our collections, I can't remember, December 7th. So you'll have until December 7th to contribute and to recontribute and to contribute again if you are so inclined. Thank you very much. God bless you.
My daddy? Okay.
Now, if you join me in the worship element, that's the insert in the bulletin. We are pulled in many directions.
Many duties and tasks seek to lay claim on our lives.
This day, in this place, let service to God be your choice.
This day, in this place, we open our hearts and spirits to God.
Blessed be the God of creation, who has called us here.
Praise be God, who sustains and nurtures our lives.
Amen.
Now, if you'd stand and turn to page 717, we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4 of the Battle Hymn of the Rebel. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? I'm going to talk with you about lamps and lights and candles and flashlights. Have any of y'all ever been stuck in the dark before? Yes, you have. Even if you haven't, it's good to be prepared in case the lights go out during a bad storm or a hurricane. So what do we have to have handy? If all the electricity goes out and we can't turn on the light, what do we need? What do we need, Bradley? A lamp, okay. A candle, right? And it's good to be prepared. And we need to be prepared as Christians to show the light of God's love to the world. And I'm going to teach you a little song that talks about being a light of the world. Now, this is my candle. I want to see your candle, too. There you go. There's your candle. And we're going to imagine that there's a flame coming off of this candle that's God's light. How many of you have know the song, This Little Light of Mine? You know that song? You do? Then you can sing it with me. I'm so excited that somebody knows the song. And the congregation can sing also, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. The second verse is, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. And then I created the third verse for our, for us in particular, shine all over Orange Park. I'm going to let it shine. All right? Those are the words. And so they're going to sing it along with me. And we're going to remember being a light of Christ for the world, just like Jesus would want us to be. And this song will help us remember. Let's get the song going. Ready? Get your candle ready. Prepared with a light to let everybody know that Jesus loves them just like Jesus loves you. Thank you, boys and girls, and now you may have one piece of candy. This is the hardest part. It takes a long time. November is Stewardship Emphasis Month, and last week Ron Coleman spoke to us, and I've asked now Betty Kuhn to come and share for maybe about 2 minutes about why she gives to the church. And so, Betty, I want you to come and talk to us for just a minute, and we're going to make sure this microphone is where you can be heard. Well, just a minute. We get you there. If I can get it. Here we go. All right.
When I was teaching school, I didn't need a microphone. when she asked me this morning to speak to you about why I give, I can really tell a secret that I always wished I could win the lottery and give it to my church, and then I realized Methodists don't believe in gambling, so that left the lottery out, so I guess I have to win the Publisher's Clearinghouse. But if I won the Publisher's Clearinghouse, I really think I would just rent all of these highway signs and say, all over everyone that would have to see it, God is great and be thankful. And if we just remember how great He is and how many blessings He gives us, it just makes our heart fill up, doesn't it? And so with what little I'm able to give, I feel like it helps keep these church doors open. And I think the biggest and the most important thing is to bring people in. Maybe we get a free breakfast. I don't know how to do it. But we need to get people coming through these doors all the time. And the more, the better. And God just loves each person who walks through these doors on Sunday morning. And wouldn't it be great if all these pews were filled and we had people standing in the back? I mean, I think that what I hope that my little bit of giving helps keep these doors open and will for a long, long time. Thank you.
And now I would like the ushers' help in passing out an information that you're going to find out, you're going to discover about the giving of this congregation. And Robin Stowers is going to come and share with us. But first of all, the ushers, will you please start passing that out so everybody has one of those sheets of paper? It talks about a stair step of giving. And Robin is going to challenge you once she fills in the numbers for you. She's going to fill in those numbers so you can find out where you are on that stair step. We're going to try and challenge you to grow one step for next year in your giving. Okay, Robin?
All right, this is going to take some work. You guys are going to have to get your pencil. Or are there pens or pencils in the pews? Okay. Everybody needs to get one. Once you receive your paper, we're going to get started. And these totals are households? Household giving units. We did this last year. We had our stair step, and people were challenged to grow one step. And, you know, God is wonderful. He is a loving God, and you cannot outgive God. Let me just tell you that. You cannot outgive God. And God honors our giving, no matter what it is. See. Oh, the choir is even getting some. Oh, how about pencils? Do they need some? Ten more. Nothing like morning exercise. Okay. In our first stair step, which is zero, I need you to put the number 8, the very bottom of your stair step. Our next one is 1 cent to $4.99. Ma'am? Oh, okay. Second stair step, put 25 members. Let's see. I need my glasses. Is that $5 to $9.99? We have 21 members. 10 to $10.99, we have 11. 20 to $29.99, we have 12. 30 to $39.99, we have 4. 40 to $49.99 is 7. 50 to $74.99, we have 10. 75 to $99.99, we have 2. 100 to $149.99 will be the number 4. 150 to $199.99 is 3. And 200 and up per week is 2 members. Amen. Praise God. Take this home. Take a look at it. Talk to God. He'll let you know what He wants you to do. And if it's just grow anything, remember, God will honor and bless whatever we do with our time, our talents, and our gifts. God is good, and He loves you all so much, and so do I.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. This is a handy little tool for us, and I pray you will consider it as you think about making your pledge next year. I want to invite the ushers to come forward to wait on us now as we give our gifts to God. Whatever the gift may be, it doesn't matter the size. It's important that we give with a grateful heart. Will you please come? Let us pray. We give Thee but Thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is Thine, O Lord, a trust, O God, from Thee. Amen.
We've got something especially for the veterans this morning. And it's free.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, everybody sing, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this man. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American.
We have an insert, which is litany for veterans, Veterans Day. And the purpose of this is to eventually get the whole congregation standing. We're going to be asking certain people to stand at various points in the litany. And if you can, remain standing for the whole litany. Once you've been asked to rise, remain standing. And at the end, by the end of it, every one of us should be standing, if we're able to. Will you join with me in this litany? God of love, peace, and justice, it is your will for the world that we may live together in peace. You have promised through the prophet Isaiah that one day the swords will be beaten into plowshares. Yet we live in a broken world, and there are times that war seems inevitable. Let us recognize with humility and sadness the tragic loss of life that comes in war. Even so, as we gather here free from persecution, we may give thanks for those that have served with courage and honor. Please rise, those that are in our presence that are either in active duty or reserve duty, and the fathers, mothers, siblings, spouses, and grandparents of those that are currently serving. Let us say together, God, we praise you for those that are willing to serve. Let all soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen serve with honor, pride, and compassion. Do not let their hearts be hardened
by the actions they must take. Strengthen their families.
Keep them surrounded in your love and peace.
And now please rise, those that are in our presence that have served the military in the past. God, we praise you for those that have served in the military. We thank you for those that put the welfare of others ahead of their own safety. Let us all be inspired by their self-sacrifice, service to those who needed protection. Please rise, those that are in our presence who have lost a loved one in war. God, we praise you for those that have made the ultimate sacrifice. We ask that you comfort those that still feel the pain of their loss. Keep us mindful that you have promised to comfort those that mourn. And now, finally, please rise those who have gathered in your name in safety, which is all the rest of us, because of the sacrifices of others. God, we praise you for granting us these freedoms. Let us honor those who have served by working for peace. Let us never forget those that have served. And let us never let go of your promise for peace. Amen. You may be seated. Now let us stand and sing together. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing, right?
Right, number 333 in your hymnals.
I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing.
Scriptures this morning is found in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. It is the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here comes the bridegroom. Come out and meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealer and buy some more for yourself. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came, also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I tell you, You do not know, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. May the God add blessings to the readings of his most holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus told a story about missing out. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. Then, as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no, there will not be enough. For you are the This parable challenges most of us to believe about God. It flies in the face of pivotal stories in our scripture. Taking care of yourself alone, first, were the main message of the Gospels. The miracle of the loaves and the fishes would never have happened. Jesus wouldn't have bothered to lift a finger for the hungry crowd. He would have said it was too late. Instead of the feeding of the 5,000, we would have had the moral of the very few who came prepared. And that's not what I want to teach our children about who God is. We teach to our children, to youth, to our congregation, we teach a God of generosity and abundance for flowing. About those not being able to commit when the door is shut. I don't want our children to emulate a bunch of smarmy bridesmaids and stingy oil men. I want better for them. But yet, this is not the only tale in our scripture in which Jesus holds out extravagant delight and strong warning at the same time. In another wedding story, which we heard a few weeks ago, he talked about the guests who didn't show up and then the strangers who were brought in at the last minute and how even they were expected to prepare themselves. So again, generosity and abundance paired along with warning and exclusion. He told a story once about a priest and a lawyer on the Jericho Road who were so caught in their own preparations and their busy appointment schedule that they had no time to turn aside for the beaten stranger who turned out to be the gate of heaven for the Samaritan and who will be remembered for eternity because he was spiritually prepared. He did take time. He stopped and helped. And Jesus talked about the wonderful feast the father of the prodigal son prepared and how the elder son missed it because you might say he let the lamp of his love, his brother, go out. And in the unexpected return of his brother, all he could find in his heart were his jealousy and resentment. That lamp he had not let go out. And he couldn't bring himself to go to the party. And he missed out. So I really don't think that Jesus here is teaching a parable of exclusion, of those who will be knocking at the door trying to get in, but God says, no, you're too late. What I hear, what my modern ears hear, is that we're hearing a warning about regret, about missing out. We have in life so many opportunities to do things right and to undo things we've done wrong. Now, I'm going to admit that I've been there before, and I hope you all have too. I don't want to be alone there. There are so many gestures that I've wanted to make and not gotten around to. There are so many risks that I didn't take and shied away from. There are bold steps I failed in and ordinary moments that I've completely missed. You have heard it said that no one on his deathbed wishes he'd spent more time at the office or regrets not having done more housework. The things you regret are arrangements from family and friends and God. We regret not having taken more moments for pure joy, more time for prayer and reflection. We regret moving too fast through life and not savoring the time we've been given, not appreciating the people we love, not exploring the deeper places in our souls. We burn up all our oil on things that don't matter and then don't have anything left for the things that do. At Columbia Seminary, a Presbyterian seminary located in Atlanta, they give a lecture to incoming seminary students about the spiritual life of the preacher. And one time during this lecture, they brought out an oil lamp, the kind of wick and real oil in the bottom of it, to talk about how the role of the pastor, or the Christian, for that matter, is to be a light for others, the light of the world. And then they light the wick, and they watch the lamp burn. But it soon goes out because there's not oil in the bottom of their lamp. Then they ask the students, well, what happens when the oil runs out? The lamp is out and you have nothing left to give. And a pastor with no oil, a Christian with no oil, can't be the light of the world for anybody, no matter how much they might want to. So then they asked, what fills you up spiritually when you run dry? What replenishes your oil? Where do you find God, and how can you make sure that you get enough of that oil for your lamp so that God can fill you up again? Because, they tell the students, you will run dry, and when you do, you can't light for anybody. And that's it. We do run out of oil. But we also run out of time. The hour gets late. Everyone gets sleepy. We all doze and we put everything off, saying, one of these days I'm going to quit working so hard and I'll put in that quality time with my kids. And then we turn around and they're grown up and gone. One of these days we say, I'm going to take up painting again. I've always wanted to do it, but that day never comes. One of these days, I'm going to stop just writing checks and really get involved down at the shelter. I'm going to actually do something about my Christianity. We all doze. We all put things off. And then the shout goes up, he's coming, it's time. And one of these days is today. And it's over, and you never did bring your flask of oil. Be ready and watchful, says Jesus. You'll want to be paying attention when the moment presents itself. When a friend needs an ear, when a family member needs your time, when God needs your heart, when the important and not just the urgent is waiting. Don't be left outside because you were too preoccupied. Life is happening on the other side of the door. And my friends, you do not want to miss out. Amen and amen.
Merry Christmas. We're going to stand and look at the screen behind me. We'll play Every Move I Make. Come on. I'm just waiting for it to come on. There it goes. One, two, three, four.
Miss out on those moments that are so precious in life, and to let you know that you don't have to go through the trials and tribulations alone. We're not alone. Amen. We have the love of God in our lives.
Yes.
And we pray that that love shine forth, that the whole world may know. May God's blessing, mercy, and peace rest and abide with each of you as we go from this place until we meet again. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.